I'm delighted now to welcome author Michael McGarrity. He is, besides being a prolific mystery novel author, is one of the three chartered donors to the Richard Bradford Memorial Creative Writing Scholarship. The awarding of the first scholarship is this Friday, April 9th, from 5:30 on at the Visual Arts Gallery at the Santa Fe Community College. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Mary Charlotte. You're looking great. I hope that big smile means you're happy and life is sweet.
Life is sweet. What can I say? But this is a wonderful thing that you and a couple of other donors are doing. Tell us about who Richard Bradford was, that this Memorial Creative Writing Scholarship was named after him.
Richard Bradford grew up in Santa Fe and lived here most of his adult life, with some time out for a college degree and a stint in the Marine Corps, and actually wrote two very wonderful books set in New Mexico. One is Red Sky at Morning, which is a classic coming-of-age tale that is taught in many secondary and college lit classes throughout the country. And a second book, So Far From Heaven, which I think was equally brilliant. So those were his two novels. He did a lot of freelance writing also, and for many, many years wrote a column in El Palacio, the Museum of New Mexico Foundation quarterly magazine, that was filled with humor and wit and just a great take on history, in New Mexico history particularly. He was a dear friend. He was one of the first people, along with Tony Hillerman, to really get behind me in my first debut novel, Tularosa, which came out actually 14 years ago this month, and had just this curmudgeonly charm about him. And many of us old-timers in Santa Fe, been here for a heck of a long time, remember Richard with great affection. And he died some years back from lung cancer. He was a very heavy and chronic smoker, and has never received the recognition that he deserves. I mean, Red Sky at Morning was made into a movie. It was filmed on Sequoia Madre. It's not available on DVD. I haven't been able to find it. I did see it when it came out, and I've seen it several times since. So here's this writer with a great sense of humor, with really incredible intellect, total command of the language, superb ability to tell stories, who some of us didn't want to see forgotten in this community. And what better way to keep his memory fresh than to set up a creative writing scholarship in his name at the community college. So that's kind of the background on how this all got underway.
And so some lucky Santa Fe Community College student is getting a scholarship to study writing.
That's right. He's going to get a scholarship that will cover tuition, books, and fees for a year.
Very nice.
And we hope to make it an endowed scholarship. So part of the thing that we're doing on Friday night at the Visual Arts Center at the Community College is kicking off a fundraising enterprise to try to get to the amount that we've set to have it fully endowed is $50,000. And we're already underway with a good start, but we're really encouraging the community, especially those people who love Richard's work or knew him personally or both, to join us on Friday and celebrate his life and create a legacy in his name.
Has the name of the student been revealed yet?
I do know the name, but I don't know whether I'm at liberty to reveal it or not.
Oh, okay.
Not.
So well,
then I think I'll just let that one slide.
People will have to go on Friday night. Now, you come out with about one book a year, and we had you on talking about your last book, Dead or Alive, which I'm still haunted by. I don't even know if I recommend it, but as we were talking about before we go on the air, it is a book, a cautionary tale, truly about the worst evil that exists in human beings. What are you working on now?
I'm stepping aside from the series, Mary Charlotte.
You are?
I am. I have a contract with Dutton to produce a historical novel set in territorial New Mexico in the 19th century that is basically a prequel to the series and really traces my protagonist in the Kevin Kearney novels' ancestors on their journey west into New Mexico and into the ranch land on the Tularosa Basin.
Is somebody named Kearney in it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's set in a different time. And so the language is different. The landscape is different. The storytelling is different. It's opening a whole new door for me as a storyteller. And as a result, I'm moving with much greater caution as I write this book.
I think writing historical fiction is fraught with every kind of difficulty because it's so easy to make mistakes of innumerable kinds.
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, I've yet to write a flawless book, as my very alert readers have a tendency to point out to me when they find an error or a flaw. So because it is fiction, I'm going to stay as accurate as I can to time and place, but manipulate some things.
What kind of resources do you do to place yourself into the headspace and the language and so on of that time?
Well, I've been basically researching this book for a good decade, and so I have built a library, both visual and print library, that allows me to actually look at what places appeared to be like, as well as visiting them in real time in the current era, but also to read how writers used the language for their characters in earlier times, and then get a feel for all of the little bits and pieces that are kind of interesting about how things look and how people act and how they deal with each other and the language that they use. And giving it that kind of a flavor, I think, comes from all the reading that I've done over the last 10 or more years, plus all those reference books that are piled up on my desk next to my computer.
I suppose you have to walk the line between having authentic language of the time and contemporary language that your readers can easily understand.
Yeah, there's, for example, if you look back over some of the place names for New Mexico, as well as some of the stories that were written in the early 20th century, you will find place names that begin with the N-word. And you'll find people in novels very comfortably using that word, okay? That word I cannot use that word. You know, I could justify it, I suppose, and say, well, time and place would dictate that this was at that point socially acceptable to say. But I don't think it would work to do it. So there are certain things that you can use, but then there are other things that you have to avoid.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I'm trying desperately to avoid is writing a cliche Western. So think about how hard it is, because it's been really hard to actually write a book set in the frontier West in New Mexico during territorial days that isn't filled with every possible literary and visual cliche that we have from the Western mythology.
Right.
You know? And I'm smiling as I say this to you, because in a way it's a hell of a lot of fun to try to avoid all those cliches. So far, so good.
Oh, it'll be so interesting to read. I hope it comes out soon. We'll get you back on the air.
Okay.
Well, Michael McGarrity is an author, and once again, he is one of the three chartered donors to the Richard Bradford Memorial Creative Writing Scholarship. And the awarding of the first scholarship is this Friday, the 9th of April, at 5:30 at the Visual Arts Gallery at Santa Fe Community College. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure. You know, I want to come back and interview you once.
Lots of luck.
I'm serious. I think Santa Fe would love to have Mary Charlotte on the other side of the microphone talking about who she is and what she does and what she loves and what she's going to do next.
I interview people and I like dogs. The end. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back.